What's going on? It's Kabir Kabizi Singh, and welcome to another episode of the No Judgment Zone. This is my favorite episode of the year. As you guys know, our first kind of interlude of this whole podcast was an episode called Jeremy versus Jeffrey. We got over 3,000 downloads and a bunch of weird feedback. For those guys who don't know, these are two of my best buddies. They hate each other, they love each other, and they can both agree that they're both idiots. No, I'm just kidding. They're great guys. Say hi to Jeremy Curry and Jeff Koenig, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Great. So as you know their history...
You told them to say hello.
Let me just tell you. If you have heard, these guys genuinely fight all the time, and it is completely outrageous, and it is really just fun to watch. Anyway, we're here for our annual football, I guess, preview. This is a really cool thing we do. Every year, we predict who's going to win every division, and we do a point system. So if we pick a team that came in last place last year, we get 4 points if they win. If a team comes in first place, second, or third, just like that, we add up the points. And the loser has to take the other two guys to a lovely dinner at Morton Steakhouse, which is great. That's drinks and everything. It's usually a $300 tab. And it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to get this started over here with Jeff and Jeremy. We're going to talk about the divisions. Why don't we give a recap of what division you want to do? And just give me your predictions on Super Bowl. Who do you guys think is going to do well this year and all that stuff? You have a Super Bowl pick, Jeffrey?
Not yet.
Do you have a Super Bowl pick?
What
do you want to talk about last year? And why do you keep leaning into the computer? Why do you keep leaning into the computer? You can sit back.
Yeah, that's fine. Dude, why do you got to talk shit? All right, I'm not leaning in everything. I'm excited.
Now you are.
All right, I'll sit right here. Okay, just everybody's
sit
okay.
Back and relax.
God, you're such like a little
nice,
bitch.
All right, it's a nice time.
Keep talking shit.
I'm done talking shit. I'm stopping.
Go ahead and start off with what division you want to start off with. Last year, actually, Jeff won last year, so we'll be fair. You can start with the first division.
For what?
For the division.
Last year's.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think? Okay, do the NFC West, since your 49ers are in that division. What do you think the teams are? What do you think who's going to be in what place?
I think the Seahawks are probably going to take it first in that division.
Okay, you got Rams the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got the Seahawks.
Rams are going to take a step back. Niners are going to take a step up. They might tie, or I think the Niners might actually go a little bit ahead.
You think the Niners
over the Rams?
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
But
all right,
I don't care
that's
what
fine.
You say.
Let's say, well, who's this pick?
The
Seahawks
are going to get lost.
So how many points you get if the Seahawks get it?
He gets one, right?
No. Seahawks won last year?
No.
So what's the system, you idiot? So Seahawks came in second, right?
Yeah, so they get 2 points.
So you get 2 points.
Okay.
So that's your team?
No, the Seahawks came in second.
So you're just picking the team that you think is going to win the division.
Okay. Who's going to win the division, and if they came in last place, you get 4 points.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
It's all just,
okay, I see.
It's all odds.
Pick
it's
the Cardinals,
simple.
Dick. I dare you.
It's the third year we're doing this, you idiots.
Okay.
So you're picking the Seahawks.
I'm picking the Seahawks.
All right, I'm picking the Rams.
Okay. Well, you're going to lose. So
why?
Because
stop talking to the computer.
Yeah, you are talking to the computer.
It's annoying. You can lean back.
Because they went to the Super Bowl last year, and fine. They are only going to get better. It's their third year with the same coach, same system. That's why. And the 49ers suck. Cardinals suck.
Yeah, but is Ted Gurley going to be fine?
Ted Gurley. Yeah.
Todd Gurley?
Maybe Todd Gurley might be better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. They're winning that division.
I'd rather have you lead it to the computer and get Todd Gurley right.
The Rams are winning that division.
Would
you like to make a bet right now the Rams win that division?
Well, that's your pick, all right? So you got the Rams.
We can talk about this later.
Okay.
All right, well, Rams, that's great. I'm going to go actually with Jeffrey. I'm not just doing it because I'm a homer. I love the Seahawks. I think with their defense
is great.
Of course
he picked the Seahawks.
I'm going to go with Seahawks for the 2 points. Because if we get 2 points,
Clowney.
That's great.
Well, I just won that. Well, I got 1 point coming to you already.
Clowney,
all right,
and then they just signed Russell.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey, what's next on the agenda?
Who? Russell Westbrook?
Yeah. To the highest.
Yes.
This guy's an idiot.
Moron.
To the highest.
All right, do the NFC North.
All right, NFC North. Bears, Vikings, Packers, Lions.
Well, who came in what order?
Bears. Bears won.
I just said it in the order.
You said what?
You said it in the
Bears, Vikings, Packers, Lions.
That's a good division. Well, one team sucks.
I'll take the Packers.
You're going to take the Packers?
So that would be 3 points if they won.
That would be three.
Okay.
That's a good strategic bet. You got Aaron Rodgers back. You got a whole new offensive coach. Brand new coach, right? The first game against the Bears.
And they're going to let Aaron Rodgers change the plays.
Yeah, they could do that. This is a tough one. You know what? I'm going to go ahead, and just because of the value of points you're going to get for the Packers, because 3 points is a lot in this game. I'm going to go with the Packers as well.
I'll take the Bears. I'll take the point. They'll win again.
You think the Bears are going to win again?
I know.
You don't think they'll do it for aggression?
No.
Okay.
Good.
Great. Great analyst. Jeremy really knows how to cut these teams down. Good work.
Yeah.
Next.
All right.
NFC South.
Saints, Falcons, Panthers, Bucks.
Jeremy, you want to start off with this one?
Saints, Falcons, Panthers, and Bucks.
Are you going to go gutsy and say that?
I'll take the Falcons just to get off my that'll be 2 points. Saints are probably going to win it, but I'll go Falcons. I'll go Falcons.
I like the Falcons this year, by the way. I really do like the Falcons this year, and I think Jeff was leaning towards the Falcons, too.
I also like the Falcons.
You all like the Falcons?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead. I'm going to play it safe. I really do think the Saints, after getting their dicks kicked in the last 2 years with that bullshit call and that miracle of Minneapolis, I'm going to go ahead and take the Saints on this one, buddy.
Okay.
All right, next one. That's interesting.
NFC East.
Cowboys, Eagles, Redskins, Giants.
Anyone got a big dick and you're going to take the Giants for 4 points?
Nope.
With Eli Manning, Super Bowl champion?
The Redskins? Oh, wow, that's weird. I'll take the Eagles.
You like 2 points? 2 points? That's a good one. What about you, Jeremy?
I'll take the Eagles for 2 points.
You're going to take the Eagles for 2 points? I'm going to be a bitch and I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys. I think Ezekiel will come back and I think they have the better team and I cannot trust Zach. What's his name? Fucking Carson Wentz will get injured in elevators. I don't know what to tell you, man. He's just hurt all the time. There's no Nick Foles to back him up. I'm going to go ahead and take Dallas Cowboys for an easy point.
Nope. Eagles are winning that division.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is going to stay healthy.
I hope so. I mean, you know, my girlfriend's an Eagles fan. I hope so. But I like Dallas. They have a great defense too, man.
All right. On to the next. What do you want?
AFC East.
Patriots, Dolphins, Bills, Jets.
Should we all just say Patriots on three? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Patriots. Next. Nice.
North, AFC North. Ravens, Steelers, Browns, Bengals.
This is an interesting one. All the hype is on Denver. You still got Pittsburgh with a great, great
Cleveland.
Good
team.
Cleveland is the one with, sorry,
I'll take
the Browns.
Steelers for 2 points. Cleveland will get you three.
Can I do that? So we got, you're going to take Cleveland for three?
I'm taking Steelers for two.
Steelers for two. Who won last year? Baltimore?
Baltimore won.
That's crazy. I don't think Baltimore is going to win again.
They're not going to do shit this year.
So you're going to take Pittsburgh for two.
I'll take Cleveland for three.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just ride the hype train because Jeremy and I always fade the winners. So we're going to go with the Browns because that's just sexy. How many points is the Browns?
Three.
That's good. That's good. That's great value. Do you think it's a failure if the Browns don't win this division?
Do you think that the Steelers are not going to beat the Browns?
I don't know. I really don't know.
The Steelers are missing their two best players.
They're
gone.
They didn't even make the playoffs last year.
Bell didn't even play.
And they didn't make the playoffs, did they?
And Bell's not playing this year either.
And now they lost Antonio Bryant.
Brown.
Are you guys high?
Yeah.
You guys prepared.
Whatever.
Who's Antonio Bryant?
That's not even a person. Antonio Brown.
I don't know, man.
They lost him.
Yeah, guys, I'm serious about Pittsburgh.
Juju Smith-Schuster is pretty good.
And one more year, Ben Roethlisberger's been getting a little long in the tooth.
You just like that guy because his name is Juju. You're the biggest Jew we've ever known. Your name is like Juju.
My name is like Jew 40 times.
Juju. Yeah, no, I'm going to go.
Jew Koenig takes who?
I don't think. Pittsburgh's a bad pick. I'm going with the Browns.
I'm going Browns too. Browns.
3 points.
I don't care what you
guys. All right, next one.
I'm taking Steelers. AFC South. Texans, Colts, Titans, Jags.
That's a tough one.
Texans. Wait. They took first last year?
Could you say that again properly in order?
Texans, Colts, Titans, Jaguars.
I'll take the Jaguars for 4 points.
I'm taking Texans.
I'll take the Colts.
They lost Andrew Luck, you moron. I know you don't.
You're taking
I'm high on Jacoby Brissett.
You must be. You must be
high, period.
They have all their returning
was he in your sister's room last night banging
defense
her?
And offense, yeah. Except for Andrew Luck.
Except for the starting quarterback.
And Brissett's been in the organization for 2 years.
Yep. 2 whole years.
He's been getting reps. He's ready to go.
Listen, man, I like the Texans. I think Texans are just going to win that. I think the Eagles, if anything, I think that the Jaguars could do it. But, man,
Jaguars for four.
I'll go out on a limb and say I think that the Colts will beat the Chargers week one. In LA.
Oh, I'll take action on that immediately. Don't worry. We're going to be taking our week one bets in a minute. Hold on.
Can I bet you that?
Yeah, we will. We'll talk about that in a minute. All right. So last but not least, I'm taking Texans. You're taking. So this is
I'm taking the Jaguars.
So we have all three different picks. It's the first time we're doing that. That's very good. Good. That's going to be a fun one. Next one.
AFC West. Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders.
Chiefs. I've got to go with Chiefs, dude. I think they're ridiculously good.
I'll take
good.
The Chargers.
Chargers is a sexy pick.
No, I don't want the Chargers.
Chargers is a sexy pick, but you got to go. I'm going to go chalk and take the Chiefs for a point.
Yeah, actually, I'll take the Chiefs, too.
I'll take the Chargers.
You got to take Chargers for 2 points, was it?
I'll take the Chargers.
Chargers is 2 points.
Yeah, that's good value. I don't see any problem with that. I think Chargers, they fucking got rolled on the playoffs. I remember that. Jesus. Because the Patriots? Holy shit.
Yeah, fucking
Steve. That was scary, right?
They couldn't stop.
They did not see that coming.
You know, I got Tom Brady in my fantasy draft in the 12th round.
Yeah, I don't know what. We're going to talk fantasy in a bit, too. He is the most undervalued quarterback in fucking fantasy football.
He's my starting quarterback. I'm in the 12th round.
It's ridiculous. All right, that's a good one. That's going to be a fun division to watch. That's it.
That's everything.
That's everything. Well, we nailed that out.
Should we do the playoffs?
No, we will. So we did that. Wow, we did that. 10 minutes. Good work, guys. So that's it. That's our competition, all right? The loser has to pay dinner boards. It's going to be a two. Oh, God, the way we drink. Holy shit, that's going to be a $300 bill. Can't wait to watch that.
That's going
to
be rough.
All right, guys, so this is going to be...
We're going to happy hour.
So let's do our Super Bowl predictions real quick so we get that out of the way before we go to week one. We're going to be previewing every week. We're going to give us our three best picks. And what we do is basically the guy who does the best gets $100 from the other two. It's very fun. It's going to be great. We also have a pickup challenge that we're going to be putting on the website so you guys can follow it. It's just a lot of fun, man. Real quick, Super Bowl-wise, last year's Super Bowl was... Do you think it was a snoozer? People talk a lot of shit about that New England Rams game. I enjoyed it. You and I, we watched it together. I was headlining Arby's. This guy was featuring. We're hanging out. We had a great barbecue over at Samantha's house.
We were also betting live on it.
We were going nuts on that game.
With us? You weren't there.
No, I was here, but you can bet live on the game and just, like, watch it and freak out and, like, on every single play.
Dude,
so
trust me,
us.
We have Patriots, and we were just sitting there watching them not do shit for a whole two quarters. It starts at, it's 6, right? 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be there at 6. We'll be there for 10 minutes. So, that's great. Perfect. Who is your Super Bowl prediction, Jeremy, or whoever wants to go first? Sloth can go first. All right, I like that. It's going to be a tough one, guys. It's going to be rough. It's going to be a crazy, crazy ass season, really. I mean, look, I hate to go chalk here, but I don't know.
I'll go Jacksonville.
That's crazy.
And I'll go Bears.
Wait, what do you mean? You can't pick two people to win the Super Bowl.
They got to play in the Super Bowl.
No, he's picking his Super Bowl matchup.
The participants.
This guy really is an idiot.
He's a fucking retard.
Jeff, how do you
hear you say matchup?
Bro, how are you still alive after? How old are you?
34.
How did you survive 34? Any other country, they would have killed
you. Dress yourself.
I didn't hear you say matchup.
It's very easy. He wears the same clothes every day.
He said, who do you think
is
going to play in the Super Bowl?
He
played an opponent, Jeffrey. There's an opponent over there. There's two teams to show up.
You think the Jaguars are going to the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's good, really good, stupid.
Good. Jaguars, huh?
There you go.
All right. Well, look. I'm going to go ahead and just... I got a weird feeling about this. I don't know if it's going to happen, but... I think it's going to be Chiefs. I think it's going to be Chiefs and the New Orleans Saints. That's who I think is going to be in the Super Bowl. And I think the Saints are finally going to give it to Drew Brees. Now, I'm also inclined because I really do like the Packers this year, but I'm going to go ahead and say that's my Super Bowl pick.
I think the Packers are going to be a disappointment.
Well, they always are. But I'm going to go with Saints. I think the third time's a charm. I don't think bad luck can happen three times in a row. I think finally they're going to get it done, get into the Super Bowl, and I think they're going to beat
the Chiefs. That's right. Their guy fucking tackled the ground. 2 years ago, that's what
you're right. It's nuts. Yeah. It is a nutty one. Jeff, who do you think is yours? Who's your Super Bowl prediction, buddy?
He likes the Cardinals, and he likes the Broncos.
Yeah, the Cardinals versus the Dolphins. Wouldn't that be great?
It could happen.
No, it can't. I don't know. I mean, the Patriots are going to go back again. It's just an easy road for them. And
yeah, it is an easy road, dude. They just walk into their division every time.
That's a first round bye and a second round game at home.
That is interesting.
And on the West, I don't know.
And he re-chokes.
He does choke. That's why I think he's going to choke in the Super Bowl, though. That's how I think the Saints are going to win. I've got it all mapped out in my head. Going to lose a lot of money.
I don't know who's going to win the West. I don't know. I guess I'll take the...
What talking about the West?
I'll take the Chargers.
Okay, the Chargers in the AFC, you mean?
Yeah. Wait, no. Oh, and
Super Bowl, you moron.
Sorry.
He's an idiot.
He is dumb.
You're dumb.
Are you here?
I don't know.
You are a stupid motherfucker. You know
Does someone need to give an order right now? Did someone Uber you right now?
Did somebody need to ride to the New Park Mall?
Yeah.
Idiot.
Dipshit.
I hate you.
Good.
Fuck, idiot.
I'll say the Niners just because.
Don't say the Niners.
I want them to go there.
Just spit on this fucking podcast, you fucking idiot.
I don't care.
All right, we're going to go through the week one spreads real quick.
I don't care.
We're going to go through week one. It's going to take 5 minutes. This is the last segment.
Go ahead.
And we're going to do another podcast later. We're going to do the results next week, and then we're going to just fucking figure this out. All right, guys? You guys ready, man? We're going to be real quick with this, all right?
Are you going to Reno on Friday night, Jeff?
No.
Of course not. He won't do anything.
Why won't you do that?
Because he's a fucking pussy.
I'll go later this year.
But Cubber's not going to have free hotel rooms next week.
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Whenever you guys go.
Jeff's a loser. He's a loser.
We won't be going later this year.
Jeffrey's got to move back home. Remember, Jeffrey's going
back home. Back to Vegas.
Oh, I hate you. All right, guys. Week one. Spreads. Ready? Packers versus Bears. It's -3. Bears or Packers? Your pick, Jeremy.
Bears, -3.
Jeffrey?
Packers plus three.
I'm going to go with Bears minus three, too. I got a weird feeling Bears are going to win that game. This is my favorite game. But by the way, I think this is my lock of the week. Falcons versus Vikings. Falcons are getting 4 points on the road. I'm taking Falcons. I'm high on the Falcons.
Plus four?
Yeah.
Jeffrey?
I'll take the Falcons plus four.
I'll take the Falcons plus four.
I like that, too. So we're all, that's a wash. That count doesn't count.
That game's going to be a field goal.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, too. I like 47.5. Redskins versus Eagles, which is going to be a fun game. Eagles are getting 9.5 points, and I'm taking that. I will give the 9.5 points. I think the Eagles are going to fucking destroy the Redskins.
Yeah. Case Keenum's a quarterback for the Redskins.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here with that. Who's your pick, Jeffrey?
I'll go Eagles, too.
How about the Super Bowl?
I don't really know too much about
this. This is going to be the best game of the year. Everybody's going to love this. Bills versus Jets. Why do they start off the year with that bullshit? It's going to be the Jets at home minus three. I'm taking the Jets minus three. I think they're going to beat the shit out of the Bills.
Taking the Bills plus three.
I'll take the Jets minus three.
I love it. Ravens versus Dolphins. This is another lock of the decade. Ravens minus seven. What do you guys think? Who's starting for Dolphins? Is it that guy?
Fitzpatrick.
I got a weird feeling about Fitzpatrick. He always starts out hot like he did with Tampa Bay. If you remember, Tampa Bay beat New Orleans week one last year with him. I really do have a feeling that the Dolphins are going to find a way to cover the 7-point spread. 7 points is a lot of points.
Baltimore's going to just destroy them.
Miami plus seven.
I like that too. Here's a pick 'em.
Baltimore minus seven.
I got a weird feeling that I know who Jeffrey's going to go with. The Super Bowl pick Niners is in a pick 'em against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm taking the Bucs on the at home as a pick 'em.
During a hurricane?
Well, they're both playing in the hurricane, you stupid bitch.
I know.
I'll take the Bucs with a pick.
I'll take the Niners.
Shocking.
Of course you do.
Here's a fun one. How about this? Here's a little Super Bowl preview. It's Jeremy's Jacksonville Jaguars versus my Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are only getting minus four on the road, which feels like a trap, which is why I'm going to take Jaguars plus four.
Jaguars plus four.
Yeah, I got Jags too.
Oh, look at that. Titans versus Browns. My Marcus Mariota is getting 5.5 points against the Cleveland Browns. I'm leaning towards Titans. I like the points.
What's the line?
It's minus 5.5.
No, it's not. It's like 9.5.
No, it's 5.5.
No, it's 5.5.
He's looking right at it.
Jeff, are we really going to listen to a fucking 34-year-old Uber driver who wears the same shit, you stupid bitch?
It's right there.
Don't fucking talk to me. Who do you like? I'm taking Titans. I'm taking the points. I'm going to buy half a point.
Yeah,
I'm going to
take
the
Titans.
Plus 5.5? Yeah. I'll take the Browns minus 5.5.
They better start it. They actually better, but I have a weird feeling that they are going to be a little disappointed.
The Browns are 1-18 in their last 19 season openers.
This Browns? Same team? Fucking idiot. Rams versus Panthers. Yes. Now, I already know who fucking Jeremy likes because I like him too. This is actually our lock of the week. I'm taking Rams
minus 2.5
to beat the shit out of Cam Newton, the most overrated quarterback in the NFL.
I'll take the Panthers.
Shocking.
Plus 2.5 at home?
Yeah.
He's a loser. Don't listen to this guy. He's an idiot.
Super Bowl losers are 2-12 against the spread.
Oh, I can't wait to
coming up. And we
I can't wait to announce your record.
Sounds
after
like
the first
you've
round.
Been listening to a lot of XM radio.
I have.
I know, and you're just killing it with the bookies, aren't
you?
Yeah,
it looks great. Can't even go out in public.
That's why you bet on my account. You
We haven't started.
Huh?
We haven't started the season yet.
Fag, you've been listening to those guys on for baseball. And you had a bet on my account because your account is closed.
Yeah, I know, but I
but you've been listening to those guys.
I'm even on your account.
Are you even on your own account?
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? So you paid up.
How much did that cost?
How much did that cost?
I don't know.
Oh. So you're not even.
100.
100 times what? 20?
Jesus. You know, some people are like losers at gambling, losers at love, or winners at love, losers at gambling, winners at life. You're a loser at all three. It's all shocking. Three.
Yeah, but I don't care.
I know.
I know you don't care. You don't care about anything. Jesus.
I don't care.
Jeffrey's a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Detroit Lions versus Arizona Cardinals. It's minus 2.5. Detroit.
Where's the game
against the Cardinals in Arizona. I don't know, man. I hate betting on the Lions. I've never won a game betting on the Lions, but I'm taking Lions. I'm going to buy the half point, taking a plus three.
Lions.
All Lions. Rawr. All right, speaking of Rowers, we got the Cincinnati Bengals versus my Seattle Seahawks at a huge spread, 9.5. That is ridiculous. I can never take my team minus 9.5. I'm actually just going to be a dick. I'm going to end up teasering the Seahawks down, but I'll take Cincinnati by the half point and get them at 10.
I'll take Cincinnati plus 9.5.
That's a lot of points.
Seahawks, and the line's going to change to 11 or 12 by the game.
You'll take Seahawks?
I'll take Seahawks.
All right, well, now we have the Colts versus the Chargers.
You're an idiot.
No Andrew Luck. We have the Colts, who's winning the division, apparently, with Jacoby Brissett versus the Chargers.
You got yourself a Jacoby Brissett jersey?
Who you have going to the Super Bowl.
What number does he wear?
13.
Nope.
He says it with some confidence, too. 13. You're such an asshole. Who you guys got here? Colts plus seven, actually. Seven.
Seven?
Yeah, I Colts plus seven and money line.
I'm just going to be safe, and I'll take the Chargers minus seven, just for the record.
The Chargers...
Seven, huh?
It's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
Their running back is holding out. What's his face?
I'll take the Colts plus seven.
Okay, you guys both got the Colts?
Plus seven, I'll take
I can make up some ground on this game. All right, I like it. All right, here's the big one. Giants versus the Dallas Cowboys. The Giants are getting plus seven. Ooh, woo. That's a lot of points.
Where's game at?
To Dallas.
Cowboys. Yeah, Cowboys.
I'm going to take the Giants plus seven.
I'll take Giants plus seven.
You got Giants plus seven too, Jeffrey?
Yep.
I like it. Next one is going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the New England Patriots. Should the Super Bowl champions always be playing on Thursdays? That's what's been happening the last few years, but for some reason, this is a Sunday night football team.
Pittsburgh Steelers are at the New England Patriots?
Yeah, they're getting plus 5.5.
Is that the 7:30? Is that the night game?
Yeah, that's a night game. I'm going to take Patriots.
Minus 5.5?
Yeah, I'll take
Patriots. I'll take the Steelers plus 5.5.
I'll take the Steelers plus 5.5.
All right, we disagree. Yeah, this is going to be a fun week. Look, we disagree on a lot of stuff. All right, here we go. Monday Night Football. Houston Texans versus the New Orleans Saints. It's minus 7. Oh, I like that. I will take Texans. Even though New Orleans is my Super Bowl winner, I think they'll win this game by 6 or 3. I'll take Texans plus 7.
I like the over in that game.
You like the over? The over is actually at 52. I like the over on that one, too.
Yeah, it's dropping.
Minus 7?
That's a lot of points, dude.
I take this Texans plus 7.
Me, too. I like them.
I like the Texans.
You like? So we all agree with that. That's another wash. Last game of the week is Monday Night Football. And I love this. The
are we going to go to that game?
We are. We should go. We should go. We'll come back from Reno and bag it out. Let's just go. We're done.
Because we should go to the parking lot and hang out.
I love it. I think we could do it because it's the only game starting.
Are you going to Reno?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We just talked about that 5 minutes ago. Wow, you're crazy. All right, this
I'm
is a pick-up.
Right after my show.
This is a pick-up.
Nice.
This is a pick-up.
You got to go.
I'm going. You should,
who
you should
is
really
it?
Come.
The Raiders and the Broncos.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I like the Raiders.
I take the Raiders.
I'll take the Broncos.
I take the Raiders. Raiders beat them. Raiders beat the shit out of them last year.
Raiders are gonna start 0-7.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. Yeah. That's the Raiders are a pick. Dude, that's the lock of the week. There's your money.
I like that too.
Take the Raiders at home. Monday night.
Before.
They're the monsters on Monday night.
All right. Well, those are our picks, man. We're gonna be here every
Raiders
week.
Raiders are a pick for that game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
They started minus 3.5. They got bet down though. Everybody's bet the Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos are gonna be good.
Well, Jeffrey, Jeremy
Lindsay is gonna.
Phil Lindsay.
Yeah.
Phil Lindsay. And Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
And Jay Joe Flacco.
Jay Flacco.
Yeah. He's gonna get sacked 5 times again.
This is D car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
All right. Well, listen, man. I think
did you watch S. Smith make that catch?
Go ahead, man.
And A. Brown.
Sorry. G. Garoppolo or J. Garoppolo.
You guys are the worst. Well, that's been our NFL preview. We did it 22 minutes. That's the fastest you'll get any other NFL preview. We're going to do this every week. We're going to count up the victories, see who did best.
Jeremy did the best.
We'll be back next week with our picks.
The locks are the Raiders.
And I just want to say, give me your lock of the week, all three of you. You got the Raiders as a lock?
Yeah.
My lock of the week is going to be the Falcons plus 4. I don't even see that happening.
My lock of the week is the Indianapolis Colts plus 7.
God, I feel bad. If you're a Colts fan, I just want to just give you an RIP right now. Jeff loves you. It's goddamn over.
Taking the Raiders.
This has been Kabir Singh for the podcast. Welcome to the No Judgment Zone. I'm going to be having another episode this weekend coming out in Reno. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be a regular episode, but wanted to do an NFL preview.
I'll phone into that one.
Say bye, everybody. Jeremy Curry and Jeff.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank
you so
much.
You'll be hearing these idiots every week. Also, remember, Jeff is an idiot.
Bye, guys.
Subscribe to us on iTunes. Check out the picks. Follow them. Hopefully, we win, and we'll see you next week. This is Kabir Kabizi Singh. I'll be in Reno all weekend headlining. Come check me out. And I'll also be headlining the San Francisco Punchline September 10th. If you want to join us, it's a lot of fun. I'll be Napa the next weekend. KabirKabizisingh.com. Love to see you guys again. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon. Take care, buddy.